well, the free market is kind of what created environmental laws in the first place and led to the conservation movement at the beginning of the last century, because there was it was clear that the free market wasn't working. Back then, lumber industries would clear-cut timberlands and move on, and they began to realize that this was may have been profitable, but it wasn't going to be in the long term. And I think the word sustainability needs to come in here. I think people are starting to understand it. I think young people today understand it and won't stand for it. And maybe what we're seeing is are the dark days now, and we'll see some people rise up and counter all this. I think it's pretty outrageous. But I have to add here, the definition of an environmentalist to me is an optimist, and that we believe that things are can improve and that we can make them better. And I have full faith that our young people understand that today.
Well, Victoria Chenkel, from your perspective, having such a strong background in state government, do you think Rick Scott's doing the right thing, trying to stimulate some growth in Florida's economy and also give the market a little more free rein?
We have 3 billion square feet of approved industrial and commercial space that's already approved, just needs financing and getting built. The way I see it is if we accidentally, on purpose, built even more houses than the 1 million vacant, 1.5 million approved to be built, we'd be diluting the value of Florida homes even more. So he's done the citizens the great favor that not only in this area have we lost, 7 or 8% of the value of our homes over the last year, and South Florida's lost 56%. All we've done actually is taking money away from the citizens of Florida, because we do not need any more houses built in Florida. That's the one thing that's clear. And the other is nobody's going to pay to have them built. So I would say job zero, actually minus jobs, because, of course, he let a lot of people go.
So what do you see as the step moving forward to help protect Florida's environment? Is it just a waiting game? And then what is going to be the effect of waiting for maybe a change in the vision in Tallahassee? Is it going to be too late to repair whatever damage is done?
Well, at the risk of being very rude, I don't think we have to worry too much about Rick Scott. But the legislature is far more frightening, because even though Floridians are very, very supportive of environmental issues, somehow they're electing people to represent them who are not and who are very much in lockstep. And they're not interested in their local parks and so forth. So it's going to become a political process. We're going to have to find people willing to run who care about the environment. They don't say they care. They do care. They understand the issues. And we'll all have to help educate who's there. And on the young people's side, if I can just take the time to say it, I find young people are very passionate, but they do not participate. They do not vote. They do not work hard. I'm talking as a group, but you need hundreds of thousands of them to vote. You don't need...
Not a collective spirit.
There's not the collective spirit, because they're at home reading everything and getting mad about it, looking at Facebook. They need to be out there and do stuff.
Leslie, you deal with that demographic quite regularly. What's your take?
Well, I'm sure my environmental studies students are the choir, but I see them out there preaching. But I want to say one thing that did happen this spring that I found fascinating was this crazy idea of building golf courses in state parks, and even some talk about shutting down state parks. The reaction was immediate. So there are things that Floridians appreciate and are considered sacred, and I would say that's a signal that if people understand the issue and it's something that they can relate to, they will rise up and make their will known quickly. I think that was a great example. It gave me hope anyway.
Jane Healy.
My concern is there's a lot of damage that can be done in the next 4 years, because, as I said, they're going to get these development rights. And that's what they're going for. That's what they know. If they get it, then they're vested. They have entitlements, and the local governments are stuck with that whenever they decide they want to develop. So it isn't a waiting game, and the developers know exactly that. They all know there's probably a good chance Rick Scott's going to be a one-term governor when you look at his poll ratings now. That will increase the rush in the next 4 years for everybody. And remember, a lot of these are good and ready to go, like a Deseret and Rybalt. They already have the consultants. They already have the plans. They'll rush back in. My concern is, the locals could stand up to them. I'm not optimistic about local government standing up to them at this point. That's going to be the real battle.